And my daughter, Emma, the one that graduated, had been bugging me to go and pray for this lady. And I'm like, yeah, just today's not going to work. Today's not going to work. And then finally it's like, man, this does really seem like the end. If I don't take her in, she's going to be like, why didn't you take me in? And if I do take her in, do I risk, she was about 9 at the time, do I risk exposing my 9-year-old daughter to a situation like that, you know? So I was in a real dilemma, and to this day, I still feel like I did the right thing. But I said, okay, you can come, but I said, I need you to pray. I said, don't come and then kind of like hide in the corner, and it's like, I'm not going to do anything, Dad, I'm scared, you know. She goes, Dad, I'm going to pray. And I'm like, awesome. I said, so come. So I walk her into the room, and she stands there, and she knew the lady, and she knew the husband, and she goes, hey, Dad. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, there's an angel at the end of the bed. And she said, there's two on each side of the bed heads at the top end of the bed. And I'm like, ask them what they're there for. And she goes, okay. Dad, she said that they're here to raise her up. And I'm like, all right, tell them not to muck around about it then. Get on and get her done. And I said, why don't you pray? And she goes, I don't want to pray, Dad. She said, I'm going to prophesy. And she looks at the husband, and she said, I just saw a picture of a parachuter, and the parachuter was coming down, but the parachuter hadn't opened its parachute, and it looked like that the parachuter was going to hit the ground and die. But just before the parachute hit the ground, the parachute opened and the person landed safely. And she says, I declare to you this day. And she just like, I'm like, she says, Martha will live and she will not die. Today is not her day to die, and the parachute's going to open. She is going to recover, and she's going to be going home. She's going back to your house. She's going to be dismissed from hospital, and I declare life in the name of Jesus. And I'm like, I taught her everything she knows. Martha didn't die. She ended up going home. Her temperature came back to normal. She came out of that comatose state, but she wasn't healed. But she came out of that state and she went home. And I had two or three instances like that with this lady. And then one night, he calls me up and he says, she's in a comatose state again, and she's chain stoking, and she's at home now. She's not in hospital, but the doctor's here, and would you come? And I'm like, on the way. So went over there, and we went after this thing again, and she's pretty bad, but no worse than I'd ever seen her at other times.